The GOP made its open records request to the UW-Madison 2 days after history and geography professor Bill Cronin wrote a blog entry. It discussed outside influences Cronin felt were behind recent legislation, including the governor's budget repair bill. Cronin focused on the American Legislative Exchange Council, which he characterizes as a little-known conservative group that connects corporations with Republican lawmakers. Cronin can only speculate as to why the GOP now wants his emails.
I infer from that they believe that my posting information about ALEC was intended to be an illegal use of state email or state property for the purposes of influencing an election.
The state GOP wants emails from Cronin's state account that include the terms collective bargaining, Scott Walker, and recall, as well as the names of prominent Republican lawmakers and union leaders. Cronin says this is all meant to discourage him and other scholars from questioning authority.
And whenever that happens, we as a nation and as a state have an interest in saying, is this something that serves our democracy? And I honestly think the Republican Party would be wise to be a little bit more thoughtful about deploying this kind of tactic.
Republicans are critical of calls to withdraw their open records request. In a statement, Mark Jefferson, executive director of the Wisconsin GOP, says, quote, "Taxpayers have a right to accountable government and a right to know if public officials are conducting themselves in an ethical manner." Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.